Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Police in riot gear smashed front doors of a polling station with a hammer in Catalonia Sunday, where the regional leader was expected to cast his vote in a banned independence referendum. They began voting Sunday in the disputed independence referendum while police seized the ballots. A regional government spokesman said voters could cast their ballots at any polling station instead of their designated one. Instead, there are reports of Spanish police firing rubber bullets at voters, and a spokesman says 73% of polling stations were open, but their computer system was suffering from constant hacking attacks. The U.S. State Department says that North Korea is showing no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs. The U.S. State Department said Saturday after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged the United States was communicating directly with Pyongyang. He departed China Saturday evening after meeting top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, to seek cooperation in a maximum pressure campaign against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. She shared his thoughts on President Donald Trump's upcoming Asia trip.
I believe President Trump's upcoming visit to China is an important opportunity for furthering the China-U.S. relationship, and I hope the teams from both sides will make full preparation for this important event. I believe his visit will be a special, wonderful, and successful one.
Former U.S. football star O.J. Simpson has been released from a Nevada prison after serving 9 years for armed robbery. He was sent to prison in Nevada for a botched hotel room heist of sports memorabilia 12 years.